1-800-776-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Senior Pastor Ken McConnell, First Presbyterian Church of Manhattan, and Bill Varney, a member for many, many years, 537-1350. Would love to hear some more stories, Bill. I'm sure you're just full of all kinds of different things that you're, you know, even during your time there, but I mean, beyond that, I loved your story about the women, you know, finally kind of taking charge. I
really like that one.
Yes, that was a cute story, but it is so much fun to look back at our history, and obviously the First Presbyterian Church of Manhattan's been a big part of Manhattan's history.
It sure has. It sure has. When the current building on the corner of 8th and Leavenworth was first built in 1916, it was pasture between there and Aggieville. And so Manhattan has had a lot of infilling, and but they incurred more debt in 1916. And my grandmother, Grace Varney, was one of many women in the church who cooked breakfast every morning for college students. Now, the college students all stayed in places east of Juliet and walked to K-State, or in the early 1900s, there was a trolley built, and they could ride the trolley from downtown to K-State and Aggieville. And the women of the church would cook breakfast, because there weren't any cafes or restaurants that did that, and sell a breakfast to the college students, and the money was used to help start paying on the indebtedness for the, quote, at that time, new church.
Well, that's a creative idea. That makes a lot of sense. Wow. And of course, we still have the university here. I mean, there's some things that are the same, but some things have kind of changed through the years, no doubt about that.
Well, Kathy, the name changed.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Kansas State College of Agriculture and
right.
Applied Science,
right.
If
mm-hmm.
you remember way back then, or Aggies, as those from Lawrence called us.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, and Cam, you know, how long have you been?
I have been the pastor at First Press for 20 years. Came from Michigan, a town called Brighton, Michigan. I was a pastor there for several years, and then prior to that, St. Paul, Minnesota. And it's been the greatest experience of my professional career to be the pastor of this congregation for the last 20 years. I say that very sincerely and very earnestly. So it's been a great, great time and a great ministry, and I continue to look forward to the ministry there.
So. Maybe some of the changes you've seen in your 20 years here.
Well, we've seen a lot of facility changes. Back in 2005, we built a gymnasium, a recreation center, and we call it Presby Place. And that Presby Place was designed and built for the purpose of, you know, reaching out to the community. Right now, we have an enormous mission program called Community Meals. Every Tuesday night, we serve 45 to 50 people who are just looking for a good hot meal and some good fellowship and warm companionship. And we do that every Tuesday night. Every Wednesday morning, we do the same thing, serve breakfast and have about 25 or 30 people from the community, ranging from some of the homeless in our community, some of the people who just need a good meal, some of the people who are transient in the area. So that's been our greatest thrust when it comes to mission and the use of that brand new facility. We also use the gymnasium as an outreach to the community. We have sports camps in the summers. We have a big Jingle Bell run coming up, a 5K race in early December, which benefits a local charity. We've got a variety of uses that are put forth for community groups and so on. So it's a very active facility, and that's been one of the biggest changes. Also, we did an extensive remodeling of our sanctuary just a few years ago, with new flooring and new pews and new pulpit furniture and chancel furniture and choir furniture and so on. And so that really has been a great, great asset for us in the last few years to have that remodeled sanctuary. So those are some of the changes I've seen from a facility standpoint. Also, our mission team over the years has really reached out to a variety of local mission organizations here in town. Our mission statement is to create disciples for Jesus Christ and to practice his teachings by loving and serving God and one another. So we reach out to people who don't have a church home, trying to encourage them to be part of our fellowship. And then we love and serve God by loving one another. And our mission outreach has included Big Brothers and Big Sisters, the emergency shelter in town, Crisis Center, CASA, Flint Hills Breadbasket, Pawnee Mental Health. Bill was part of this. We adopted a Cambodian refugee family back in the 1980s.
Two families, really, Cam.
Two families in the 80s, and mm-hmm. and continuing to support one of the families right
yes.
now.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. We've done that. We've provided hurricane relief, Hurricane Maria, Hurricane Harvey just recently, and so on. The deacons have taken special offerings. So our mission outreach has been significant, and I think I've seen that change in the last 20 years. So,
Reverend McConnell has been a wonderful leader. He's been here, as he said, 20 years. The only one that stayed longer as a pastor was Dr. Fisher, and he was here for 47 years at our church. So, Cam, you have a ways to go.
I know. I'm not sure if I'll make that 47, Bill, but thanks for thinking about that.
Well, and having been raised Presbyterian, I know you're able, your ministers stay for a while, which is kind of nice in many respects. And, mm-hmm. and I know you've seen some transitions too, Bill. But one thing that does seem like it's been pretty permanent is community outreach, working with the community. And I'm guessing you've probably seen that over how many years you've been there.
A lot of community outreach. Some church congregations become somewhat insular, but we've been very outgoing for a long, long time, and that's good. Cam has mentioned some of the things that we've done. We might add in the quarterly Red Cross blood drives and things like that, including it's a full-size basketball court. And so a lot of teams, not necessarily church teams, have practiced and taken the advantage of this particular facility.
Well, before we have Reverend McConnell go over again some of the events that are planned for your big celebration, any other stories or things you want to share, anything else you want to highlight before we kind of start to wrap up a little bit?
Oh, well, I gave you the big item at the top of the show, Kathy. Our church started, as he said, in 1867, and we were what was called at that time a mission church, just as there are mission churches now. But it's kind of interesting to know that we were a mission church from the national organization back then, and we've done the national church proud, we think.
Yeah, it's a changing world, there's no doubt, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that Reverend McConnell's seen that too.
Right.
But before we wrap, maybe one more time go over what the plans are. And
sure.
Obviously, do you have to be a member to take part
in
some
of this? Oh, absolutely
not.
No, we welcome every Sunday visitors. We have a lot of visitors every Sunday. So we encourage anybody who would like to join us for our festivities on Sunday, October 29th, to be there at the 10:30 service, which will include, again, beginning with a big brunch at 9 o'clock, and then also the 10:30 service, which will feature Scottish bagpipes and drums and brass and our powerful organ, which was installed in 1983. Just as a note about that organ, it has over 2,000 pipes. It was installed by one of the very well-known organ builders in the world from Lake City, Iowa. So that is a part of the program, too. And again, we'll be honoring our 50-plus members, including the legendary Bill Varney. And we're looking forward to that and just having a lot of great music. And hopefully it'll be a good sermon.
Well, I would hope so.
it always is.
Thanks to both of you for coming by today. Again, we've had First Presbyterian Church of Manhattan Senior Pastor Reverend Cam McConnell, and then also, as we've said, legendary Presbyterian Bill Varney. And really been fun having both of you in. Happy 150th.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
We'll take a break. When we come back, Dr. Tim Schaefer, K-State Assistant Professor in Communication Studies and also Assistant Director, Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. You're listening to In Focus.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Their bank has earned the highest national commendation for safety and soundness as a Blue Ribbon Bank by VeriBank, Inc.
I'm Yusha Reddy. 4 years ago, you elected me, trusting me to move Manhattan forward. We've made great progress. But in my time as city commissioner, I've become even more aware of the invisible challenge that is the increasing tide of mental illness. I've seen the effects across our community, in families, the school system, K-State, and Fort Riley. Mental illness does not discriminate. I've used my platform as city commissioner to give voice to individuals and families who live with mental illness and to shine a light on real solutions. We funded 2 mental health professionals to work with Riley County Police Department and Pawnee Mental Health. Jail is no place to treat mental illness. These co-responders, along with our police officers, have already saved lives. We're working to establish a safe space for those who need treatment rather than an arrest record. I want to continue to lead this effort because Manhattan is a caring and compassionate place to live for all. I'm asking for your vote on November 7th. I'm Yusha, ready to serve.
Paid for by Ready for City Commission, Rod Harms, Treasurer.
Shopping local at your Manhattan Area Carpet One supports your